And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Peg Tolan.
Well done, you've found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Vite Squad Spitfire. Listening to Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Vite Squad, a track called Spitfire. For those of you who don't know, Vite Squad originally started off, I think, in Bristol, then moved to London, then moved around. They became kind of friends of the show, and we've become kind of friends of theirs. And what I want to get to is this special show this week is a punky. I'm calling it the Extra Special, Tony.
Oh.
And what it is, we've got three bands at the start of the show that I think we should have basically given a bit more time to than we have done. Three songs at the end of the show when it's bands that we should have known about but didn't. And three songs in the middle that are my childhood memories. Mm. It's extra special. Vite Squad, you might remember when we saw them, when they played Spitfire, Paul out of the band shouted out, "This one's for Paulie B," didn't he?
Did he? Yeah,
I don't know. No idea whether you remember that, but and I can't remember. We'd had a conversation about me saying to him, I thought it was a great song, and he must have stayed with him. And when we saw them at the Maze, wasn't it?
It was the Maze, yeah.
He shouted out, "This one's from Paulie B." He went, "Oh, cheers, man." And I thought, I don't know this one. Because, yeah, I was a bit pissed. But yeah, anyway, yeah, they're a fabulous band. They're still going. They kind of stopped a little bit, but they've kept going ever since the very early. I think they started in very late 70s, or about 81 or 82. They were part of the UK 82 thing. Mm. And there is, when you go to their website, which is
Vitesquad.co.uk.
Vitesquad.co.uk, make it tell you on pulling the internet nil, you'll see the Spitfire v Bomber EP is available. And I don't really call a two-track thing an EP, but people do now, don't they? But basically, there's an EP of Spitfire and a track we may be playing at the end of the show called Bomber that may, after we played a song that featured Lemmy last week, it may be a Motorhead cover. I don't know for sure. Anyway, They're both available on one EP, and what a couple of cracking tracks. You've heard one, the other one's coming up. If I'm stalling a little bit, it's because this is a pre-recorded show, because I am on an island in the Canary Islands, but not the one you'd be expecting. More of that later on. Tell you what, I'm probably on the internet now. No jokes this week. If you have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. But seeing as we got nothing, I just thought we'd crack on the next two songs. What do you reckon?
Okay.
So, stay tuned for Tuka Tukas, who we'll talk about shortly. But first, King Salami and the Cumberland Three. They kind of fell off our radar, didn't they? We used to play them all the time, and then we suddenly didn't. And I think it goes back to lockdown. I don't know whether you remember, but when I started doing that punk rock pub crawl thing online during lockdown, I thought we'd be able to play King Salami tracks. We suddenly couldn't. And I think the label that they were on, they changed label, and I think the label they were on was a subsidiary of Sony Records, and it meant that I wasn't sure whether we could play their stuff anymore. And then we missed out on their next album because of that, and we just kind of lost our friendship a little bit. So I'd like to get it back. This song you're about to hear is from what I think is their latest album. It's going back a few years, which is going back to Worstville. Should have got Timo in for that one with his crazy music that I'll have going in a few weeks' time. But anyway, loving this song. What is King Salami and the Cumberland Three's Bandcamp page?
kingsalami.bandcamp.com
kingsalami.bandcamp.com. Tony 2 probably in the internet now. By the way, if you get a chance to catch them live, do. They're one of the best live acts I've ever seen, King Salami and the Cumberland Three. Absolutely brilliant. Stay tuned for Tuka Tukas. This is Negro Gato.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Tuka Tukas, a track called Madness. They are tropical, hardcore punk from Ile de la Réunion. And it was Tuka Tukas who were the first band whose tracks were sent to us by Manu over there, which led to a brief love affair with Ile de la Réunion, you might remember. And we still, to this day, every once in a while, do play something by Moth to a Slapping Orchestra from there. For those of you that don't know Ile de la Réunion, it is a département of France. It's the furthest away place in the world where the euro is currency. It's near to sort of Zanzibar, isn't it? I think it's down there, right the way down there. It's off the coast of Southern Africa, basically, and it looks an amazing place. I'd love to go there. I actually saw a movie that was set there the other day that I completely forgot to tell you about a useless French policeman who was just rubbish at catching things and just wanted to be in a band, and it was quite entertaining, and it was set around the island, and it, do you know what, it was really, really good fun. But anyway, I really liked Tuka Tukas when we heard the stuff in the first place. That's over 10 years ago.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well,
because I hadn't moved up here.
Okay.
It came through, well, it might not be quite 10 years, it might be 9 years, but it came through in 2014, 2015. And we've been friends with them ever since. But we've never had a lot sent by Tuka Tukas since then, even though we played them. So I'm really glad we did just then. What is Tuka Tukas' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Tuka Tukas?
Facebook.com/Tuka Tukas Punk.
Ah,
okay. T-U-K-A Spunk.
Yeah.
There you go. And bonjour to all of our friends in Ile de la Réunion. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. Whoa. So this is historic.
Yeah. So, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please go to the page facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, get in touch. As we say, just the easy way to leave us a comment is to reply to last week's show post, and we shall see it, and Facebook shall let you post. So this week, obviously, it's pre-recorded, so it's a comment from last week, and without a joke, we're a twofer.
All right.
This week is a twofer. Jess, been in touch.
Sweet.
Yeah, and with last week's news, O.J. Simpson passed away from cancer. I know he can finally rest knowing that his wife's killer is dead. And that's from Jeff.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Bit snide. Bit snide, isn't it? But, you know, it's like when any public figure dies, you always get some really out of order jokes about them, don't you? It's like we have no respect. The ordinary person does not have any respect in general for people in a better known position. And I quite like that, to be honest. So cheers, Jeff, that's fine.
Cheers, Jeff.
Send him down a peg or two, even in death.
That's right. And that is all I have.
I do sometimes briefly think, you know, when we get, because every year that it's the anniversary of Margaret Thatcher's death, someone does that. My mate Kev, who runs a pub, he was a brick chucker in the 1970s. He ate some more than anyone. He can't believe it. He would dance on her grave. But I always think, you know, these people, they have families. They have families. And the families see this shit and read this shit. And they must think, that's my mum you're talking about. I know you thought she was a terrible person, but she used to get me tea ready. Yeah, and the same thing with O.J. Simpson. I'm not saying for 1 second that O.J. Simpson was in any way a particularly nice man, but he had family and friends and people like that who must just be like, oh, that's not very nice. But the rest of us thinking, oh, fuck him. So anyway, that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Very well.
And now the start of a triptych, a trilogy. The Holy, what did you call it? It wasn't the Holy Trinity you called it. What did you call it?
I can't remember.
It was something funny. Anyway, three songs in a row now that are all basically kids' programs. Or one's a theme tune, that's what we're about to hear. The other two are songs from things. But they're going back to when I was, well, this one actually goes back to when I was in my teens, and I wonder whether you were a bit young for Super Grand, were you?
Or no, I very much remember it. I used to watch
it. You did watch it.
Remember, I must have, well, if you were teens, I guess I must be about 10, I guess.
Well, I just checked when it came out, and it was out, it was, I think, 85 to 87 or 85 to 89.
Eight to 10.
So you'd
then,
have been 8 or 9, and I was sort of 15, 16, 17. I used to love it.
Yeah.
I used to really like the Scunner Campbell as well. He was the right bastard. But anyway, Supergrand was the kind of thing that would only ever have been made in the UK at that point, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was set in the Northeast. The Scunner Campbell himself was Scottish, but I think the rest of them were kind of, I don't know whether they were Geordies or Mackhams or what, but they were up that way anyway. I thought it was a superb show. I really, really liked it. And the theme tune I have always loved, and I've always thought it would make an absolutely brilliant, brilliant song to cover by a psychobilly band.
Mm.
I think a psychobilly band could do a brilliant version of this, and I've actually wondered whether we could, Tony.
Of course.
But anyway, we don't need a website for Billy Connolly. You're not getting websites for the next two either. This, in my opinion, is Billy Connolly at his very best. And this is the remarkable, excellent Supergrand.
Nothing that she can't do. On your bike, Wonder Woman, let you see your head and come. This one is for me. Charlie's Angels packing it before it gets embarrassing. It's a lady of solid.
My granny up there on that bike with wings, you see that?
Lady Coot.
You see these wee lumps in her stocking? Trash muscles.
Coot. She's a rotten apple, that's what she is.
That's my granny. Plays football as well. Yeah. Dances like a fairy.
You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Billy Connolly, track called Super Grand. Some great rhyming couplets in that. Two of my favourites are, she makes the rest look like a bunch of fairies, she's got more bottle than United Dairies, and she makes them all, she makes the rest look like big girls' blouses, she's got more front than a row of houses. Absolutely superb song. Did you do anything last week?
So last week, so we had band practice last week, which is good. We're booking more gigs, so we think we've got 4 books so far. That's the babies.
That's a tour.
So that's going well. The talk of a fifth gate date in Mansfield, which would be
sweet.
Nice. Then it was just a working week. I think that was it. So that was mainly it. And then just relaxing and working, as is my wont. How was your week?
Well, we have a Where Are You, Paul situation here. Mm. So since we last spoke,
yeah,
I flew to Tenerife, south. Then I got the bus up to the capital. I stayed overnight in a hotel. The next day I had a look around the capital, and then at 5 o'clock I flew to La Palma. I stayed in La Palma for 3 days, then I got a ferry to La Gomera, stayed there for 3 days, then I flew back to Tenerife for the night to then fly to El Hierro, which is where I am right now. I think if you're listening later in the week, I'll be back in Tenerife for the last few days of sunbathing after an exhaustive trip. However, I may be dead.
Yeah, you might be.
You just don't know. There's so much going on there, or there's been so much bad weather there recently. Some bloke the other week went down there to take a photograph of the waves and died.
Wow.
There was so many. A Czech guy. My mum phoned me up to tell me that, and then she said, enjoy your holiday. It's like my mother wants me past, moved on, I think. Anyway, I'm probably having a great time. But everything might have gone wrong. But I'll tell you all about it next week. Is that all right?
Cool. Yep.
Because right now, I want to play something by one of the greatest punk outfits to ever live. Mike and Bernie Winters tour. Tony, you might remember Schnorbitz. Yeah. Mike and Bernie Winters were a double act going all the way back, I think, to the late 50s and certainly 60s. By the 1970s, household names. And they had their own shows that were kind of, they were very sort of family entertainment shows. They were light entertainment, you know, they're fun for all the family. And they brought out an album of songs, some of which they wrote themselves, some were covers, sort of thing. And it was called Mike and Bernie Winters in Toyland. And it was the first album I ever got. My mum and dad got it for me. And it came out in like 1973 or 1974 or something, right? And my mum and dad got it for me. And it obviously, it being the only album I had, I learnt it. And my two favourite songs on it were one called That Man Batman and one called There's an Elephant in My Bedroom. And that's what we're going to play, right? I know every single word to this song, right? I think it rocks, this song. The chorus bit is kind of fast as well. I think it's really catchy. I think it would lend itself to a cover version, Tony.
Mm.
But anyway, we haven't got a website for them, so it stayed at whatever it was. You're winning. And this is Mike and Bernie Winters. There's an Elephant in My Bedroom.
There's an elephant in my bedroom, and I keep him under my bed. He says he's nice and comfy, but he always bumps his head. He wakes up nice and early, and he jumps into my bed. He pulls the covers off me, and pulls me out of bed. I knew he was excited, we were going to the zoo. And then we woke up Mummy, 'cause she was coming too. We all walked to the bus stop and waited for the bus. But when the driver saw us, he wouldn't stop for us. We were so very angry, and my elephant stamped his feet. And with his trunk he caught the bus and pulled it back to us. We got there in a hurry, we had no time to spare. We said, hello dear Hippo, and spoke to Mr. Bear. They wanted to come with us. Dear Mummy, please agree. I'm glad that Mummy said we could, so I took them home for tea. There's crocodiles in the bathroom, and there's monkeys in the hall. The house is full of lizards, you ought to see them crawl. There's an elephant in my bedroom, and it's very crowded there. But we are so very happy that we don't really care.
You're listening to GG All Stars underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Mike and Bernie Winters, a track called There's an Elephant in My Bedroom. What a cracking song that is. I realise for some of you, you'll say, what's wrong with Paul? But you got to bear in mind, I actually think it shows musically what would happen to me in the future, that I would go down the kind of comedy song route, in that all the songs I liked as a kid were all funny.
True.
Super grand, yeah. You've heard. There's an Elephant in My Bedroom, and the next one's a classic as well. But anyway, if you can find Mike and Bernie Winters in Toyland, the album, you won't be let down by some of the songs. Some of them are a bit pants, but some of them are absolutely cracking. Right, have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for Tony's International Gig Guide. I'm actually international this week. I'm away.
You are. Hello. Thanks for your gigs. If you do have a gig for me, do email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing and where are they playing. Who are they playing with? How much is it to watch them play? It is international, as we've said. It doesn't have to be in the UK. But let me know your gigs. And you haven't done again. Could be because of the old time, space-time continuum, of course.
Which
does play havoc with my international gig guide. But I've looked. I've joined myself a new Facebook group just for these in cases.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a punk gigs across the UK. And it's good. I've got lots of gigs. It's good to know, actually. So I've joined the group.
Well, it's a very sensible thing for you to do. And hello to punk gigs across the UK.
Yeah. Thought, you know, it saves me getting just gigs in Nottingham, I thought.
Well, yes, because you are fucking lazy.
really?
If someone doesn't hand you it, it doesn't happen. That's
oh, no. If I can't see the gig from my window, it ain't happening. But I can only see a couple of gigs, and the most prominent one is UK Subs are playing this Friday at the Manchester Club Academy.
Brilliant.
In Manchester. We're playing with Vomit.
Brilliant.
So I think, is it their last tour? I think they keep saying
it's
their last tour.
Every tour is potentially the last tour for UK Subs.
Yeah.
So go and see them.
And hello to
Charlie Harper, who used to listen to Punky Radio bizarrely. Yes. I just think it's fantastic. And also Jet Out, the band who used to send us stuff as well. So, you know, great.
There you go.
Absolutely great.
And that's it for gigs.
Oh, and then Jet was in the Parkinsons, wasn't he? With Eric.
Oh, was he?
For Gig Salami, I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I might be entirely wrong there. I might have just been very racist there.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm taking that back. Leave it in, fuck it. It's all right. It's all right. I'm in another country.
Excellent.
But I'm going to let that go. So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. I might as well do it. You know, I'm in the Spanish island. I wonder how my Spanish has been going, because I've not stopped learning it.
Okay.
I've done 50 consecutive days on Duolingo. The only problem was that for the first 45 of them, I only did one lesson a day for 3 minutes.
Right.
Now I'm doing 4 or 5 a day and actually thinking, Spanish.
Spanish, yeah.
Right. This is the last of the trilogy of songs from my youth. There'll be people listening from their youth as well.
Hmm.
There was what at the time was a brilliantly fun, I'm not sure how it would stand up now, but a brilliantly, brilliantly funny comedy show called The Goodies, which was basically a sketch show with the largest budget that any show of that nature has ever had in light entertainment. Did you know that?
No.
They would spend thousands just building a massive rabbit just for a 1 second joke. Like, it never happened again. But they also wrote some really brilliant songs. And this one was the one that I remember from those. They had other ones that were quite well known, but this was the one that I remember the most. And I used to sing this to myself, walking about. Black Pudding Bertha, she's the queen of Northern Soul. Black Pudding, ooh, Black Pudding. And that's what's coming. We haven't got a website for them. If you type in The Goodies, you'll find out about them. Tim Brooke Taylor went on to star on Radio 4 for most of his life. Graham Garden kind of rocked up in various places. And Bill Oddie became a bird watcher.
Hmm.
That's how I remember the three of them. But anyway, this is The Goodies and Black Pudding Bertha.
We like to rock. can shake like an earthquake. And everybody knows she goes like dynamite. Her greasy lips taste a bit like fish and chips. What can her attraction be? Looks just like a pudding, that's why she appeals to me.
You're listening to A New Bed Underneath Us by now by Rachman Mammadli. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
It's okay.
Rachman Mammadli has come to us by Les de Bongo Joe and is the most famous exponent of Azerbaijani guitar music. I'm going to just be quiet for a few seconds. I'm just going to let you listen to it. So crank it up, Tone, and I'll be back in a second. How mad is that? How mad is that music? And the thing is, Tony, do you want to take a guess on where you're most likely to hear Azerbaijani specialist guitar music, particularly from Rachman Mammadli, who is very, very popular in Azerbaijan? Where do you think he gets most of his gigs?
It's not a strip bar, is it?
It's not a strip bar.
Don't know them.
Weddings. Gets booked a lot of weddings, and after hearing this music and knowing that it's popular at weddings in Azerbaijan, Tony, if I ever get married again, I'm having an Azerbaijani wedding.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Going to be amazing.
Excellent.
This music is insane. I picked two of the tracks of it. There's a new album out. It's right now, they use strange letters in foreign countries. When you look at the cover, when you look at the guy, you think this is Borat, but that's Kazakhstan, that's next door. This is Azerbaijani guitar music at its finest, and it's going to be one of our beds until someone says please no more, because it is a bit full on. I know you might have to turn it down low tone, but it is a little bit full on. But man, this music is nuts. It is not. I can imagine people, after hearing this music, putting lyrics on top of it and saying, there you go, it's the new sound.
It's the new sound.
It's the sound of Azerbaijani weddings. I want to go to an Azerbaijani wedding. If you have any Azerbaijani friends who are getting married, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com and I'll go to their fucking wedding.
There you go.
Just so I can hear Azerbaijani guitar and music. I love Rachman Mammadli. Anyway, that was a goodies. Black Pudding Bertha. Absolutely brilliant. She's the queen of Northern Soul. Ibargum. Are you doing anything this week?
The only thing you know is we've got the first alcohol practice this week on a Wednesday night, the 24th. We're starting to practice for the gig, which is on July the 6th.
I think it makes more sense for you to practice one night in the week than on a Saturday, to be honest.
Alcohol used to practice on Saturday mornings, and now the babies do, but the midweek ones I've done, I quite like them. You know, you finish work, straight to practice, and
finish work, rock nice. Out, yeah. Go back to your life, and have the weekend to yourself, or have a gig at the weekend.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway, no one can tell Asterix what to do.
No.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely.
And quite right too.
He wouldn't listen.
His band is rules.
Yeah.
Even though it says Tony and the Apocalypse Babies on all the best t-shirts.
Absolutely. I think they're going to be sellers.
I'm sure they will.
I think they really will.
This could be the thing that gets you out of a financial hole. Once you start gigging, you'll be throwing them out, Tone.
We'll have the Poppy's merch table, and then right next to it, the Tony merch table.
No, Tony. There's going to be a Tony merch table with one Apocalypse Baby CD sellotaped under it.
Yeah.
That's what I think of that. There'll just be various Tony merch.
That's right.
With a couple of other things there. Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant, mate. I'm really looking forward to seeing you guys.
Yeah, me too. Hopefully we'll be good. We've got some practicing to do. But yeah, so yeah. That's it, I think. There's not much else going on.
I am on the last few days of my holiday. Hopefully, I am now in Tenerife. I suspect I may be in an air ambulance going somewhere. Knowing how what happens when I go away for 2 weeks, shit just lands on me, doesn't it? I mean, I do encourage some of it, but hopefully, I'm having a really nice time in Tenerife with a load of football fans. That's my plan.
Excellent.
I want to meet some football fans in Tenerife. Might be an odd ambition.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be hard to track down because everyone in Tenerife, as you know, wears football shirts. They should be easier to find. We'll find out. Two songs in a row now, and as promised, this is two bands that had never come to my attention before on this extra special. But two bands that, I don't know how we missed them, because there's so many bands in the world, you've only missed one, two here and there. But I don't know whether you remember, Kim Shattuck, formerly of the Pixies, died.
Okay.
Way too young. And I didn't know. I was reading about her, just finding out things about her. But a fascinating character. And they just mentioned that she was also in a band. She started a band called The Muffs. When she was kicked out of the Pixies for being too punk rock, she said, fuck it, I'll start a punk band. So she started The Muffs. That's what we're going to hear right now. This is the first time we've ever played them. Some of you might be familiar with The Muffs. Maybe you are, Tony.
No, I'm not.
I certainly was not. So this track and the next track, they are fairly crude recordings, I will say that. Stay tuned for The Limps, that I'm going to be talking about shortly. There is a Facebook page for The Muffs. What is The Muffs Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Muffs Band.
Facebook.com/The Muffs Music. It's Tony a few, Paulie B one or two, something like that. This is The Muffs, I Don't Like You.
Goblin.
There must be someone I can talk to about this. I never realized how much friendship could be missed. But it's so good now, 'cause there's no one but we two.
face. Let it be so different, another time and another place. Don't do nothing that would make you look a fool. Well, I'm alone in the city with you. Well, I'm alone in the city with you. Well, I'm alone in the city with you. With you. And there are some times when I don't know where I am. And there are some things that I'll never, never understand. Well, I'm alone in the city with you. Well, I'm alone in the city with you. Well, I'm alone in the city with you. With you. There must be someone I can talk to about this. I never realized how much friendship could be missed. But it's no good now, cause there's no one but we two. And I'm alone. Well, I'm alone in the city with you. Well, I'm alone in the city with you. Well, I'm alone in the city with you. With you. With you. And there are some times when I don't know where I am. And there are some things that I'll never, ever understand. Oh no! Well, I'm alone in the city with you. 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 Well, I'm alone in the city with you.
You're listening to Stan Kenton underneath us right now. Thank you for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Limps and Someone I Can Talk To. Had you heard of The Limps before, Tony?
No.
Carlisle punk rockers from way, way back. They were only in the punk rock scene for a brief amount of time. Then they went and got jobs and they got on with their lives. And then some incredibly successful indie film called Snack Shack included the track you've just heard, Someone I Can Talk To, in the film. No one was expecting it, and now it's getting millions and millions of Spotify streams and all that, and it's become this real thing for kids. I think it's great.
Okay, nice.
And The Limps have a Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/TheLimps.
facebook.com/the-limps-10000 blah 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 blah, those are numbers. Basically, if you put in The Limps to Facebook, you'll find them. If you type in The Limps to Google, you will actually find them and not other dodgy things, I'm very, very pleased to say, and you'll find out about them. We're about drawing, I think, it doesn't matter. Anyway, that was The Limps, Someone I Can Talk To. Now I want to just ask you, Tony, do you remember when I inadvertently exposed myself in Mansfield? Do you remember me telling you about that? Through summer, many, many years ago. It was probably about 2005, I reckon. And as you know, and some of our listeners know, this might be why we've been losing a lot of listeners. I do go commando throughout the summer. I don't wear pants between May and September. Don't see the point, right? It was a hot day. I had shorts on. It was a Monday. I know it was a Monday because Monday used to be Nutter's Day. And I used to like walking around the Four Seasons shopping centre, just seeing all the Nutters walking into each other, banging each other about. I don't know whether it was a kind of benefits day for... It was basically mentally handicapped, is what I'm saying. I used to call it, and locals used to call it Nutter's Day. And I used to go around... And it would always be me staring at them. And then one Monday, I walked through the Four Seasons shopping centre and all the Nutters were staring at me, Tony. Everyone was staring at me. I was on quite good, not first name terms, but I got on well with the people in HMV. And I walked into HMV and the fortunately man behind the counter, I said, all right, mate, how's it going? He looked at me incredibly quizzically. I said, it's really weird, you know, it's Monday, I'm normally staring at the Nutters, but this week they're all staring at me. And he said, well, you haven't got your cock out. And the zip had come down on my shorts. I hadn't noticed, and the great pool of China had been swinging around the Four Seasons shopping, so I could have been arrested. I just wondered, have you ever inadvertently exposed yourself?
No.
Oh, so it's always been done on purpose, you dirty bastard.
Yeah.
Right. See what I did there? You haven't got a twat, have you? So we might as well crack on.
Correct.
Yeah. Send Tony your twats.
There you go.
Photographs of your cock if you like.
No.
You say no,
no,
Tony.
I'm like, not a Tory MP. This is not the way I roll.
You're not a Tory MP.
This is not.
Are you sure you're not a Tory MP?
Last time I checked.
Are you absolutely sure?
I don't know.
One last track this week. We started with Vice Squad and finishing with Vice Squad, a band we should have played more down the years, quite frankly. Absolutely great band. And as promised, this is their cover of the Motorhead classic Bomber, which is available on the Spitfire versus Bomber EP, which you can get via the Vice Squad website, which once again is
ViceSquad.co.uk.
ViceSquad.co.uk probably means you've got a narrow victory there. Hello to Becky and Paul and the rest of the band. I'm really glad that you're thriving right now. This is Vice Squad, this is Bomber. That's about the size of it for this week. That was Vice Squad Bomber. What a great extra special show this has been, Tony.
Mm.
I have enjoyed it. We'll be back to relatively normal after 2 weeks of not particularly normal next week, unless, of course, I am now dead. You never know, do you? Nope. Maybe you could mention one or two ways that our listener could try listening in different ways.
Yeah, don't forget, visit our website, punkyrage.com. Latest show is always on the front page. You can, all the shows are on the archive. You can find us on various stations as well, like padunkradio.com, radioandrew.se, radiofolkson.com. If you're down with a fire, you can find us on the Spotify.
Spotify
app will be in the podcast section. And also similarly on the Amazon and Amazon Music podcast, we are there too. And the old Alexa skill is still up there, so if you get the, if you've got a Alexa device and she's a bit thick, you can make her smarter by getting the Punky Radio skill store. It's Punky Radio, download it is free, thanks to Poco. She'll be smarter than she was before.
Well, you know what, Tony, the thing is, mi camiseta es muy elegante. That's right.
See,
my t-shirt is very elegant. Don't know when I'm going to need it. I've been using it for 2 weeks. No one's been impressed.
Right.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.